And I'm thankful for his faithfulness. And I'm glad I can say to you, in 55 years of life, he's never failed me. Amen. I failed him. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. But he's never failed me. He's never failed you. That's right. We may not understand everything. The Bible said the just shall live by faith and not by sight. Trust him. You can trust him. You remember the Lord told the disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You know what he's telling them? You can trust me. He just gave them some bad news in chapter 13, two or three different things, and they're upset, they're troubled. He's talking about going away, they can't come with him now. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, trust me. Amen. He hadn't lost any power in that situation there. He's not lost any power in our situation. He's not lost any power in your situation. Amen. Trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path.
Right.
Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Oh, yeah, right. Bless your heart. Right.
For us to give her help.
Amen.
She told me one time in as long as I was living, she would know she has somebody to love her.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Right, right. Absolutely. Amen. Amen, sister. Bless your heart. Amen. We all need that. This thing's about to wind up. Trump of God's about to sound. Amen. Genesis chapter number 22, please. Genesis chapter number 22. If you just give me a few minutes of your time, I'll preach fast if you'll listen fast. In Genesis chapter number 22, I'm doing my very best to preach the message that God's laid on my heart for this hour. Good to hear the Word of God pages turn. Appreciate you bring your Bible to church. Amen. Appreciate that. And we're going to start in verse number 1. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read down about verse number 10. And this is a familiar story in the Bible. And I want to preach today using this, if I get there, on when the Lord requires something difficult. When the Lord requires something difficult. And we also could title the message, The Testing of Our Faith. Abraham is in a time of testing. But he believed God. The book of Romans talks about it. Hebrews talks about it. He believed God. It was counted unto him for righteousness. His faith, his trust in the Lord, God saw that. And of course, the Lord had done told him he'd have a son. And he would be the seed to carry the name. And of course, Abraham said, well, if God kills him on Moriah, what the book of Hebrews teaches, he'll just raise him right back up. So this is a good text. But however, Abraham is asked by God. He is commanded by God to do something difficult for a parent or for anybody. Someone said that, Isaac could have been anywhere from a lad to a young man. I don't know. But let's read together. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac and his son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand on the lad, neither do thy anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Now may the Lord add his blessings. A lot of folks wouldn't like this text. Because this was a testing of Abraham for God to see that Abraham, prove to me who you love the most. Even before his family, the Lord wanted him to know. He said in verse number 12, and he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son. He feared God more than anything. And so in the Bible has a lot of illustrations and a lot of things talking about trials of life. And folks, I know this is old, but I'm going to repeat it anyway. Either you're coming out of a valley or you're going into a valley. God's people are either on the mountain or in the valley or somewhere in between. The devil fights us. God sees fit to try us. And that's how God builds his people. Now, no time is slipping, so y'all bear with me. There's three trials, types of trials I want to notice today by way of introduction, and I may not get any farther. But in the book of James, and you don't have to turn unless you want to, I'm going to run right ahead. In the book of James, there's trials of patience. There's trials of patience. For the Lord to work endurance in his people, it takes trials to do that. And the Bible says in James 1, beginning in verse number 2, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So we have the trials that God lays us into that would build Christian character. God doesn't need weaklings. He needs people that's willing to fight the good fight. And the only way to fight a good fight is to learn how to do it.
It's to learn how to do it. It's just like you find these boxers, and you know, I shouldn't watch. I like boxing and stuff. And you notice those guys, they'll train. What they'll do, they'll spar, they'll box, they'll train, they'll put their body in all. When Paul talks about it in the book of Corinthians, through all this turmoil, because one day they got a prize awaiting on them. And God trains us the same way, not through letting us in beachy sands and saying, well, I'll take care. Hey, you just lay right there. He wants us to be in the battle.
Amen.
He wants us to be a part of the battle. So he has to give us trials to build patience or endurance in us. Endurance. It's like a boxer. He goes in a ring and he's not trained at all. He's not conditioned himself. He's not ran. He's not trained. And 6 months go by and all he's done is sit on the couch. All he's done is eat pizza. All he's done is nothing. And then that day comes for that match. You know what? The other man's trained. He has brought his body under subjection. He has suffered through things to get to where he is. You know that fight's not going to last long. Many of God's people are going down for the count because we are not training ourselves. We're not allowing God to work in us through trials. We quit. We belly up. We go all to pieces instead of, by the grace of God, enduring hardships as a good soldier. The trials of patience. But then in the book of 1 Peter, there's not only trials of patience, but there's trials of persecution. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 12. And of course, we know these are the Jews that are scattered for their faith in Christ, and they're going through all kind of trouble because of their stand for Jesus. And Peter said this to them, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." See, these fiery trials, hey, God sends some and Satan sends some to try to discourage us. But count it all joy. I'm not trying to run this rabbit today, but when you're being persecuted, bad mouth, lied on, count it all joy. That's part of a trial of a Christian. True Christians face this trial. The Bible said to be weary of the man everybody speaks well of. Amen. But then we go back to the text. We have trials of patience and trials of persecution, but then we have trials of persuasion, and that's the trying of our faith. Now we know this story. We know that God had called Abram out of the year of the Chaldeans. He called him out of heathenism as a picture of salvation there. He took him out of that and took him away from that. When Abram, of course, the Lord changed his name later to Abraham. When God told him, he said, "Hey, I want you to go and I'll show you when you get there." What happened? He set out on a journey of faith. He believed God. And he set out on a journey of faith. And when God called him out of the wickedness and the life he was in, changed his life and set him on a new road and a new life. What a picture of salvation. Conversion brings a change. But the Lord told him and gave him a covenant. It's not a conditional covenant. It's an unconditional covenant. Abraham, I'll bless you. And I'll bless them that bless you. And he told him, hey, your lineage will be as the sand of the sea. I'm going to multiply you. And in process of all of that, the Lord gave him a son at the age of 100, and Sarah was 90. Is anything too hard for God? If you count God out, you done messed up. If you throw God in a box and think you're gonna lock it, you done messed up. So now he gave him a son, and now God is trying him. And he asked him to do, I mean, he'd been waiting all those years for Isaac. All those years for Isaac. See, him and Sarah got ahead of God with Ishmael. Hey, you get ahead of God, it'll be a mess. Man, there's so much I want to preach right there. Hey, if you get ahead of God, you're in a mess. Right. Study the text. Study that. But now God said, hey, here's what I want you to do with that son you waited so long for. That son you ate, the son of promise. He said, I want you to take him on top of Mount Moriah, which later becomes Jerusalem. He said, I want you to offer him there. I want you to slay him. I want you to slay your son. He said, I want you to take him on top of that mountain. I didn't do my homework, but there's a climb. A little time to think about that. I have three children, two sons and a daughter, and I can imagine having to make that decision. I'm glad the Lord was dealing with Abraham for a purpose in that area. He's not asking us to do that. God will never ask you to sacrifice your child. If that gets in your head, that's the devil. There's a divine purpose here. And we know the rest of the story. But he asked him something hard. The Lord's requiring, folks, in our life, the Lord's going to require us to face some hard stuff. The trial that our family's in. I know what it's like to bury parents, grandparents, church folk. I've walked those trials. I understand how that feels, and most of you do. But this is new. Preacher, you don't have any faith that God can raise her up? I have all faith that God can raise her up. I don't have a bit of problem believing that. He's God. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. And if he takes a notion to raise Kelly out of that bed, he can do that. And we're praying for his will to be done, and we know he's able. There ain't nobody sitting around doubting God. Nobody sitting around wondering what God, we know he can. But we also know the reality that if he don't heal her here, he'll heal her there. Amen. Do we want that? Of course not. When you see your child and walk in a valley that you've never walked. You watch him walk through a valley you've never walked in your life. My wife has had cancer, but man, God touched her. Raised her up. Going on 10 years, we give God the glory. But here, you watch your child weeping, trying to hold it together. And all you can do is put your hand on his shoulder and pray and tell him you love him and be right there. And by the way, church, I appreciate you being understanding. I'm way behind on pastoral visitation. But the Lord is requiring something hard. Anybody would say this is hard, what Abraham is facing. What did he do? That's the question. What did Abraham do when the Lord required something hard of him? Verse number three. The first thing he did was he obeyed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood of the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. He told him in verse number 1 and 2 to take him. Verse 3, he's obeying. He did not understand it. I'm sure he didn't even like it. But he embraced the will of God. You can't do that in the flesh. You cannot embrace the will of God with such a difficult thing as he was going through within your own power. Amen. So I'm just playing. The dumbest thing you can do is say, I'd do that. Oh, don't tempt the Lord. Right. Don't tempt the Lord. I say this. I don't understand what Thomas is going through. I don't understand what Miss Jennifer's going through. I've never walked her valley. I've never been through her trial. Some of you have lost a spouse. There's people here that God has chosen to do hard things. I stood there with Miss Jennifer and her family Sunday night. Tim and Tasha, Miss Pebbles was there. I was speechless. Speechless. Can I say something to you? Don't try to say something when God ain't give you nothing. Being there and taking them to the throne of grace. Because, folks, the hard things only God can walk us through. We have to obey. Abraham embraced, that was the will of God. God had a specific thing he wanted Abraham to go through. And we know the specific purpose. Abraham didn't know the purpose until it was over. Then God told him, now I know you fear me. I'm proving you. It's easy to say, oh, God can, oh, what I say, when everything's good. Standing here by the grace of God, I'm telling you this morning, God is good. Obey the will of God. Do what? Hey, when God requires a hard thing, just obey Him. Look at verse number 4. Not only do we see obedience, we see perseverance. Then on the third day, see, they done journeyed 3 days. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. He still ain't got there yet. You know, he had a long time to think about that, didn't he? Now, folks, I'm not trying to add to the Word of God, but here's a daddy. Just been told to slay the offering son for a burnt offering. He done traveled 3 days, and only Abraham and God knew what was fixing to happen, and he kept moving. He kept moving. He kept moving. You know, sometimes these trials last a while. Sometimes these trials last a day or two. Sometimes they last weeks. Sometimes they last months. Preacher, what should I do? Know you in the will of God? And keep moving. Know that you're in the will of God and you just keep moving. living by faith. The Lord does not want us to stop when the hard thing is asked. The Lord does not want us to halt where Abraham went 3 days and then he finally saw the place afar off, and still in his heart, God wants me to slay my son. And he continues. He continues. He continues. Hey, continue. By the grace of God, continue. Abraham had so much trust and faith in the Lord, he just continued. Hey, Abraham looked back and said, you know what? I could have died in the year of the Chaldeans and I could be in hell. God brought me up also out of that place. He made me a great nation. He's doing great things. He's God. I'm going to trust him. I'm running through these. We see separation. Look at verse number 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Those lads walked the whole 3 days with them. Now again, God help me not to do damage to the Word of God, but I can imagine their presence was an encouragement. When I'm going through a trial, encouragement's good. People walking with me and helping me. But now he comes to the place where God says, I don't want anybody else involved. Leave them here. You know, a lot of people, those lads, they probably didn't understand it. What do you mean, Abraham? We're right here. Why can't we go with you? God said, y'all stay here. Folks, sometimes God wants you to walk the last mile of the journey without the lads. That's deep. That's deep. And he separated from them. God said, I don't want them involved in this any further. And folks, you know what we need to do as Christians? We need to learn when that time is for us, when somebody's going through a hard thing, when it's time for us to say, you know what, my opinion, it don't matter. Right. What I think don't matter. Right. They're saved. They know the Lord. The Spirit of God lives with them. Hey, we get frustrated trying to get people to do it our way. That might not be what God wants. You know what those lads could have said? Hey, explain the fire. They had the fire. They had the wood. They had all this. He said, man, let us at least help you with this. And Abraham said, I can't. Y'all can't go any farther. Y'all can't go any farther. Y'all got to stay right here. Maybe those lads was just shaking their heads and said, we come all this way. Now we can't go any farther. God didn't want them to go any farther. Folks, there's some things that God just wants to do with us. Look at verse 7 and 8, we have assurance. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Still, Abraham's marching up. I don't know how, I don't know when, but God's going to show up. I don't know how, don't know when, don't know how it's going to happen. But son, don't worry. God's going to provide. Hey, amen. You're going through something hard? God's going to provide. Amen. You don't know how, you don't see it, but God's going to provide. I'm just running through this. Then we see unhesitance in verse 9 and 10. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Why was he doing that? Because that's what God said. see his perseverance, his separation, his assurance, his hesitance came from an act of obedience. Obedience and faith. Hey, Abraham had it. Obedience and faith. Folks, when we're going through something hard, obey God and trust God. Obey God and trust God. Obey God and trust God.
Amen.
And he was about to offer him. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad. God did provide himself a lamb. It was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns that was suitable for a sacrifice. The test was over. The trial was over. Get a hold of that. If we trust and obey, obey and trust, obedience and faith, obey, we just walk through by faith doing what God said, there will come a day that the trial will be over.
Amen.
Trial will be over. You know why Israel kept walking in their trial for 40 years? Because they didn't have obedience and faith. That first generation died in the wilderness with land that God said, I'm not giving it to you. He said, I've done gave it to you. And they walked around disobeying God, doubting God, and they lived their whole life in misery. Folks, how many of us are living our life in misery? Because we're just not obeying and trusting God. Abraham obeyed God. He trusted that God would take. He told his son. Folks, what got me is Abraham wasn't all to pieces. He wasn't a squalling and blowing snot. He wasn't doing none of that. He said, son, God's going to provide himself a lamb. You know what I like? Isaac didn't doubt his father because he knowed his father's father had given him a word. Parents, did your kids have that confidence in you? Hey, I know my daddy, my mama, they have a good relationship with God. If they tell me it's going to be all right, they done got a word. And Isaac marched up that hill. I mean, I know the Bible's silent, but Isaac, get on the altar. Think about that. Get on the altar. Honestly, if it'd been me, Daddy would have needed them two lads. Not sure they'd have been enough. But Isaac had faith too. He had obedience and faith too. All right, Daddy. Hop right on it. And because of that, God intervened at that moment, and the trial was over. Preacher, I've been going through this trial. Come on, Court. I've been going through this trial. And it just seemed like it's never going to end. Search your heart. Am I walking in obedience and faith? Am I taking matters in my own hands? Am I fighting against what God's will is? Lord, try my reins. Psalmist David said it, prayed it. Because it just might be you that's not allowing the trial to end. But if you search your heart and you've been walking by faith and trusting God, hey, there's going to come a day the trial's going to end. That journey of Abraham and Isaac, man, it was long, it was hard, it was rough, it was uncertain. But they just kept obeying God. And they got to see it come to an end.
I don't know what they talked about on the way down. But I believe because Abraham said, we're going to worship the Lord. I believe they sure enough had a worship service. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your trial is. I don't know if God's asked you to do something very hard and difficult. Obedience and faith. It ain't time to get out of church. It ain't time to get mad at God. You do that, you'll never get to the end of it. You'll wallow in that trial for the rest of your days. God loves you. And if He brings us through something, takes us to something painful, there's a divine purpose. Trust Him. Trust Him. Let's all stand. Heads are back.